shots, and then they exploded. Total was 17 for 63, 26%. Inside the arc, they were 10 for 42, which was 23%, but what really made the change at halftime was they were 7 for 21 totally at 33%. After the first half, they had gone 2 for 12 at 16%, so that was where they made the biggest improvement at all.
Well, it was quite the game. First quarter was back and forth. Casewell actually led by 2 points, 6-4, with 3:15 left in the first quarter. Then Owen Gage blows out to a 17-point lead at halftime, 35-18, and continues to soar through the third quarter all the way out to 59-27, leading by 32 points after three quarters. And in the final 8 minutes, Owen Gage gets outscored 26-5, and Casewell rallies back, but it's not enough. Owen Gage hangs on 64-53.
Caseville, uncharacteristically, was just ready to go ahead and crack. You could almost feel it was going to happen. You know, getting down by 30, I was thinking, oh, that 37 points is looking good. And then all of a sudden, they came back out of absolutely nowhere and just put the pedal to the metal while Owen Gage, where they scored exactly 5 points in that fourth quarter. And, you know, we should have known, because every time I've seen the Eagles, they never give up, and this whole season the story is the same. They may come up short, but they give you the best effort possible, and they always make a game out of it.
I'm not really sure what quite to say here, John. It was a very interesting game. It was a great atmosphere. I must say, of course, great seats here in Caseville. We're smack dab center court, right in the action to see it firsthand from Caseville, Michigan. It's always a pleasure to come up here. We always make one journey. We at least try to make a journey up here to Caseville. It's our second year in a row up here at our center court seats. And it's always a pleasure to come up here. It's great to, we mainly focus on the Class C Greater Thumb Conference. It's nice to change gears, let's put it that way, into the Class D Summit and NCTL. And we just saw why, especially in that fourth quarter.
To me, it was a real entertaining game. Both teams had opportunities to go ahead and impose their will on their opponent, and they were both successful at it. You know, forget the score. It was close enough as it was. You know, truthfully, what was 11 points spread?
Yeah.
But, you know, just looking at Caseville, every time I see them, I just kind of, you know, I'm amazed that, you know, they're just going out there and playing really hard. I wish that they could go ahead and experience an opportunity to go ahead and have a lead toward the end and learn how to salt it away and get themselves a W, get that monkey off the back, because these kids are really hard workers, and they're fun to watch, and I think they're fun to support.
Taking a look at the upcoming schedules for both squads, Owen Gage now is at home on Friday as they host Bay City All Saints. Next week they're home against Mayville and away at Kimball Landmark Academy. Then they round up the regular season home against Burton Faith.
Well, I'll tell you what, that Bay City All Saints game kind of just looms at me.
You've been talking about that all night.
Let's see. Owen Gage went up to Bay City All Saints and stole one on their floor.
67-56.
And I'd asked one of the players about that, and they said, you know, we match up pretty well, and maybe they do. You know, it's kind of funny because there's a lot of styles of what the players have that kind of mesh together, and they really play a really interesting form of basketball. And we got to watch that on tonight with David Binder, you know, on his release a little bit, and they fed him all he could eat and everything, and he didn't disappoint them. You, of course, have Daniel Good, who is just a solid ball player, and Jacob Wright, of course. What are you going to say? Congratulations to Jake for scoring over 1,000 points in his career, and on this floor right here, and we got a chance to see it. That was really special.
Owen Gage, of course, we talked about that schedule already. Let's take a look at the Caseville schedule the rest of the way out. They only have 4 remaining regular season games this Friday, home against Carsonville Port Sanilac. That game came down to 5 points the last time they played in CPS, 52-57. I wouldn't be surprised if they finally get that monkey off their back on Friday.
You know, I hope they do. I think it's, you know, high time. What else can you say about it? You know, it's going to happen sometime. Why not the next time at bat?
Next week they are at Deckerville, and their only game is on Friday at Deckerville. And then March 1st and March 3rd at Akron Fairgrove and at Dryden.
If conditions are absolutely perfect, this Caseville Eagle team could surprise Deckerville. And Deckerville could be all, you know, just overlooking them, but if I were them, I wouldn't.
Well, that last fourth quarter solved me. Cole Simmons and Mason Kazefka are quite the 1-2 punch, especially for Cole Simmons. You look at him and you don't think point guard and quick on his feet, but then surprised by him on the football field. Same exact way, can barrel down and take on anyone head on. He nearly took out this cinder block wall to our left tonight and still kept on trucking.
And he has enough finesse to go ahead and avoid bodies inside that paint to go ahead and snake himself around to go ahead and get the 2 points as the defense is just trying to swat like crazy, the ball going up, and somehow he makes it. It's just really something else to watch.
Well, the action doesn't stop tonight for the WLW Sports crew. We have to go home and rework ourselves as we are on the air once again tomorrow night, Wednesday, February 17th, as Cass City is on the road at Ubley on Sports Radio 102.1 and WLWSports.com, on air roughly at 7:05 p.m., depending on how the JV game goes in front of us.
We know how that's going to go.
Faster three quarters and slow in the fourth.
Exactly. Or an overtime possibility.
You would think this was our 73rd broadcast together. You'd think we'd learn at one of these times.
It's maybe tradition now, I think.
Yeah, something like that. Well, thank you, John. Last thoughts from tonight.
I was totally entertained tonight. I'm sure the people that were in the visitors and the home stands tonight were totally entertained. Both teams that were just playing their hearts out, and they got a great effort out of every kid. All the kids, as far as I know, got a chance to get into the game, and they were all in the game mentally and physically. So I was just really happy to watch a game like this.
Tonight's game broadcast is brought to you by Thumb Sailor, the talk of the thumb, Kohler Propane. Nobody gives you gas like Kohler's. DS Services of Kansas City for all of your agricultural needs. More Motor Sales of Carroll, the undisputed minivan capital of the thumb. Countryside Sales and Services Sebring, and Stacks Market of Owendale and Smehall and Company. Sailor and internet services for this broadcast were provided by Thumb Sailor, the talk of the thumb. So on behalf of our entire broadcast team, back in the studio, that is Boomer pushing all the buttons, and Brandon James. In-game analysis is John Mooney, and I'm Clark Ramsey, producer and host of this broadcast. We hope you enjoyed tonight's broadcast, with Owen Gage winning 64-53 at Caseville to improve to 12-3 on the season. We will see you once again tomorrow on the air as Cass City is on the road at Ubley on your hardwood home for high school hoops, the WLEW Sports Network, live and worldwide at WLEWSports.com. We'll see you tomorrow. We'll see you Sunday for the baseline. You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network. Good night.